can even put it here. Okay, Reishon Zayin, Zayin, Mirtza Hashem. The world is the middle of the halachas of Hatmana. So Hatmana is an Iser Dirabanan. The Mishaburin Sifkatan Aleph says insulating foods entirely. We're going to discuss what the meaning of entirely is Aser to do on Erev Shabbos on top of the heat. The Taima, that we're afraid that you're going to come to be mevashel. Now that explanation there is talking about doing hatmana on Shabbos itself, with not under heat, but as well, there's another Isser, and that is on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos also to do a hatmana on an item that is standing on top of the fire. Even if the fire is covered appropriately, that we learned, if you have a blech and so on, it's also going to be usher. So hatmana has two issues. Again, number one, hatmana is that on Shabbos, one would not be allowed to entirely insulate, as the Mishnah Berurah describes, because we're afraid that you're going to come to be mevashel. That's number one. You're already in the process. And then there's another issue of hatmana, and that is putting it on top of the fire. We're going to touch on tonight both of those issues. So in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, Kol hecha d'asrin hatmana afil b'kuder mevushels, kol tzarka, asrin afil mitzdanik v'ralo. So first of all, where there's an iser of hatmana, and that is on Shabbos to insulate the pot where we're afraid you're going to come to cook it. So then in such a case, then it's usher in all instances, v'afilu mitzdamik v'ralo, even though we saw that there are many opinions that when it comes to shihia, it's mutter, we're not afraid you're going to come to stoke the coals when it's already getting bad. Nevertheless, we're more machmir when it comes to hatmana. V'chein ikar, says the Ramah, v'yesh mekin v'amir, the kol shu chay l'gamri, on a special called tzarko, mutter b'hatmana k'mo b'shihim. And there are some who say that in such a case, it will be mutter. This is the Shita Rashi that comes up in Reish Nun Gimel. Makom shenagu lahakel al pi svarzu ein lim chos b'yadim avalein lenog kein b'sher mekom. So the bottom line is that the hatmana that's prohibited to do on Shabbos that was discussed previously. So then, in such a case, that is usher in all items. Me'ikur d'dina, and even the Ramah paskins that way. Now, there's another type of hatmana, and that is, even though it's mutter to insulate foods on Erev Shabbos, particularly if it's a davar she'ein mosif hevel, if you do that on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and you put it on top of fire, so then in such a case, then it will be prohibited as well. And that is, we have the following chash. If an individual is going to do hatmana and put on top of a fire, so that's gesunta heating. The moment in which he's doing gesunta heating, so then he's going to forget, and he's going to come to stoke the coal. So that's sif ches. Afal bishmutu lahashos keder al gabi kira sheish bagachalim al pi adrachim shenizbaru bereishon gimel. Even though once you've covered the fire, so then in such a case you're allowed to leave food on the fire. It's only the tzedukim who say that you're not allowed to have fire. However, hatman is still on aser imu mechusa begadim. So we learned previously in the siman that it's permissible to do hatmana on a dover she'ena mosif hevel, as we made reference to earlier. Since there's fire underneath, then it's considered mosif hevel, and then in such a case, it's going to be prohibited. Umihu. If the insulative material is not that intense that it's touching the pot, that already is no longer considered derech hatmana. So again, the chash is that the person is going to come to stoke the coals, that's only if he's doing it in its most ideal fashion. The moment in which he's not doing it in its most ideal fashion, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Now, these halachos are halachos that are relevant in terms of today's modern crockpots. our crockpots, we probably have shihia, because what you've got is you have the fire is not revealed at all. And if you're concerned about the knobs, so you could cover the knobs. So shihia is not a problem. However, there is quite a few shailos in regards to the fact that it's also mutman, it's also insulated. You have the heat underneath, and it's surrounded and insulated. In fact, Rav Neman Sal Shlita, I was searching before we started learning together, Rav Neman Sal Shlita told me that this was the last psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman, was that he came out. He said he was very unhappy, Rav Shlomo Zalman was, that he came out L'chumrah, but I think Rav Shlomo Zalman's last psak, I think it's brought down somewhere here in the Beitzchak Ikare, that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal's last psak was to prohibit crockpots. We'll talk about the Eitzah. We use a crockpot in our house, and we don't think that we're violating Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. So we'll talk about that. But anyhow, so this is the shaila of crockpots. Let's continue on in the Mechaber after we've introduced the basic Isser, and then the Mechaber gives us a few Eterim. Number one, we already started with, and that is that if the Gadim are not touching the Kedera, it's going to be Mutter. Hilkach. Hecha Shemamid Kedera Gabikiro Kopach Sheish Behem Gecholim, Ve'en Shula HaKedera Nogim Begecholim, Shiyu Mikrim Mutter Al Pi Adrachim Shenis Barim. So the Mechaber tells us that if it's not touching the flame itself, it's going to be mutter. So Mishnah Brura learns as follows in Sifkatan Mem: Ata chaza lefarish bikitzu mashikas v'tchilas asif aval bishemutter lahashos mashikas l'bsel to b'inyan she'ena v'gadim nogim mutter. So first he says that if the pot is not sitting on top of the gachalim, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. V'im nasan alakder kli rachav she'ena nogea b'tzidei agdera. So another heter is if it's not entirely isolated. Insulated. And that is that if the begadim are not surrounding the kli, then it's going to also be mutter. It's not called hatmana. V'chein mutter laniach hakder b'tanurim shalanu aishi al yidei shi'itim b'socha chaticha chaya. Now he finally has one more heter that we're not going to get involved with today. And then he says, he concludes the simen, Va'afa pisha mechasa piatanor bibigodim, kiven shena bigodim nogim bikdera, lavatmanish vishari. He repeats this heter, and that is that if the begadim are not touching the ktera, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Okay, so the Mishnah Brura is going to take apart over here the different heterim that the Isser and the heterim that the Mechaber has given us. So we've seen, number one, that if it's not sitting on top of the fire, it's going to be mutter. Ein hashule hakter nogim b'gechalim. If it's not touching the gechalim. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura is going to elaborate that the Ramah is going to disagree with this. The Ramah is going to be even more makel and say that even if it's touching the Gachalim, the Ramah is makel because you don't have the appropriate insulative properly, as well as we also saw that the Begadim need to surround the entire Kli. If the Begadim are not surrounding the entire Kli and not in contact with the Kli, that would also be a potential heter as well. So let's take this apart one by one. So again, we saw in Sifkatan Mem, Umashe kasa lebesof debeinim she'ein habegadim nogin, debeinim she'ein habegadim nogin mutter. So number one, we have a heter, if the begadim are not touching, it's mutter. Let's leave the heter of the Ramah, which is going to be very, very important, in Sifkatan Mem Alf, extremely important, but for now, let's skip to Mem Gimel. Ein kan hatmana, v'hine kol zeh kishyesh eish b'kira, v'lein ein eish b'kira klal, yesh omrim she'ein osur lahamid hakter alel l'chasos m'gadim, dav shechom hakir shatachta gam kein, umosefev makom shari, d'davka agabe gefes hu kedom osur, mishum d'roi lahatmim b'socho v'gzer shemiyatmim b'remetz. So the chshash is that if you're going to start doing the insulative material when you have a heat source, that there's literally esh, so then you're going to come to insulate with coals itself. But here, if the kira itself, another heter we have, is if the kira itself doesn't have an actual fire, but the heat was under the ground of the kira, then in such a case, so that's another heter. The gefes most of the atzva aval kira ein chuma el machmaseishu v'chol shom miskar v'holich v'yeshu choshen bazel lahachmer elam ke miniach kli odaf rochav al kider milamala v'achar kach makos also begam. So some say that all you need to have is that it's not literally not touching, and some say that you need to have, as we alluded to when we read the mechaber, and some say you need just simply covering to cover the fire. Mekomokem ein limchos biyah nogin lahakil. So now it comes to our crock pots, so we've got that, because we've got a metal base that's covering over the heat source, so the heat source is not revealed, and therefore we have part of the heter over here. Part of the heter is that that it's not touching the fire itself. But again, the Mishnah Berurah wasn't entirely thrilled about this kula. He says, "Yesh choshim bazel lahachmir." V'apisa teidin d'mashin ha'ogin lahamid kafe o tavshul be'erv shavsi od yom l'tan malo mechas nosim gan da'avshlo yofeh imosim v'das ha'poskim machmir. So he says, people put on top of the oven. Again, it's not directly on the fire. There are those who are machmir. P'nei shechom ha'tan or mosif hevo. Elam kein yaniach eizad daf rochav al-kter. He says, but if you put a daf rochav alakdera, then that will be enough. So, our crockpot will definitely be no worse than the tanur. On the other hand, there the tanur was also covered. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah came out, the chumra sitting on top of it, directly on top of the tanur, he came out the chumra. Amam no sein chol agabe tanur, av bishen mat min kula besocho. If you put sand, if you're going to put sand, it's actually going to be worse. Because sand is what is most of hevel. Continuing on, since these halachos have quite a few details, let's read more of the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sifkat and Mendalachem, Motor Pirish, Ad Hashemarel in Kira. Vatabar el Farsh, the Gambitan, Mutan Lita in Kider Baod Yom. You're allowed to put it on top of the oven. After hakdeira kula nesnu b'socha tan mechasas piatar gam kim gadim vadi mosav heva afil hachi ein shamatman al zev shari kimin she ein habegadim nogim mikdeira. So once again, if you don't have the begadim nogim mikdeira, that would be a heter as well, and that's what the mechaber was bringing out. So we've got number one, that you're not supposed to be touching the fire. And there are some who say that just simply having a break between this and the fire be enough. The Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about that. He quotes Mekilim. He says, L'chura, you would need another daf, another blech on top of it. And then he says that if it's not directly touching, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. Now, one could argue that the crock pot, the walls don't directly touch the pot itself, that there is a slight hefsek between the two. However, the Archa Shabbos quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Dershu makes reference to this in 40, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashav Zecher Tzadik and Levracha, that both of them said that you need a hefsek nikar. So that's a little bit of a question. What qualifies as a hefsek nikar from the Begadim? So that's a question. They were talking, actually, just to be entirely intellectually honest, they were talking about a slightly different case, but the bottom line is, it could very well be that one would need a hefsek nikar. Now, the heter that one could use in regards to a crockpot, the pashtus, is what we didn't mention, and that is that the Ramah is makel about hatmana in many instances, and that is a Ramah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat Mem Aleph. I left it for the last. In Sifkat Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Hamchaba Asal Shitas V'Sim Reish Nun Gimel Sof Sif Aleph. There in Reish Nun Gimel, the Mechaber says that even if the Hatmana doesn't cover over the top, here we go. We have a pot and you have Hatmana. Everything's be Iser. The Mahadrin Le Iser. You have Hatmana that's going around the kli, and you've got fire underneath, it should be aser. That's what the Mechaber says. However, the Ramah points out, this is not Mahadron l'Isser. Why? Because it wasn't entirely covered, because the top is not covered. So, Aval das Ramah ba'agah, afilu shuli akder nogim b'gachon gam kenshari, kiman shakder mugul l'malav ein tomim b'begodim. So the Ramah is makil, that if it's on the top, then in such a case, it would be, if the top is revealed, so in such a case, the Ramah is lenient. However, even though that is so, when I was Ochet to learn from Rav Nevenzahl, I mentioned to him that the Chazon Ish himself comes out L'chumra, and that's I got that part right. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points it out in number 39, and when I said that to Rav Nevenzahl, he asked me why. At the time, I wasn't holding in the sugya, and I didn't know the answer, so we left it at there. I told Rav Nevenzahl that the Chazon Ish is Machmir, like the Mechaber against the Ramah, and to this day, so therefore there are many who would not want to be makil on the crackpot by simply saying that the crackpot is not covered by a Dover HaMatman, because there are many who are choshesh for the Mechaber as opposed to the Ramah. So if one is going to be choshesh for the Mechaber, and one is going to say that the gap in between the Dover HaMatman and the pot itself is not a significant gap, so there's another kula that one could have. First of all, that is the crock pot. Now, when Rav Shlomo Zalman came out l'chumra, I'm not sure if he was being choshish for the Chazon Ish. That is not clear to me. We would have to look at other svarim to find out why Rav Shlomo Zalman's atzal came out l'chumra. But there's another tzad l'hakil, and that is that not even the entire side is not mutman, and that is you have a lip. You have the kedera that's sitting inside the crock pot, and the lip lifts over the edge. So that would be a question. How do you look at the lip? Do you look at the lip as being part of the top, and then according to Mechaber, that's not enough? Or do you look at it as being part of the sides? Okay. So that's another, if you will, tzad lahakil. Finally, the etza that many give is that to put a significant item under the pot, in between the heat element and the pot itself, and then two things happen. Number one is then you've dramatized the hefsek between the Dover HaMatman. What happens then is that it's sitting above, and therefore the space between the Dover HaMatman and the Kedera becomes a little bit more pronounced. A. B is you've now created a hefsek between the heat element and the pot itself. So that could qualify as the daf. And finally, one could argue that it's no longer mutman. It's no longer mutman on the sides, because it's now raised up, and there's a part of an area that is not covered, if it's raised up relatively significantly. So actually, the use of something on the bottom, when we got married, so what I went to do after we bought a crock pot, I went searching for appropriate rocks to put, and I joke that we have rocks in our chalent, but it's actually, of course, not in the chalent, to be between the two, but appropriate size rocks that would be able, and what we've accomplished is we actually access all possible three heterim when using the rocks. Hence, it could very well be that this would be the best etza. But as we mentioned, there are other tzadim lahakel as well, and then there are the tzadim lahachmer. So this is the today's sif, and actually very practical halach l'maaseh from it.